Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So mental health first aid is sort of just what it sounds like. Think of like a CPR or a physical health first aid class, but for mental health problems. So the goal is really to teach regular folks to recognize and respond, support maybe a family member or friend, a loved one who might be experiencing a mental health challenge.
First off, I guess the one key is how to recognize when you might need to use this first aid. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we spend a lot of time in our course really talking about how to recognize when someone might be experiencing just some challenges or when it might be a crisis and how to distinguish the two of those, because we know that all of us really experience some days that are challenging mentally, whether or not we have a mental illness. Our role as a mental health first aider is not to diagnose, so we don't need to know whether or not someone has a diagnosable level of depression. But we do need to know how to recognize when someone might be feeling down, when someone might be feeling really sad or feeling desperate, and how do we recognize that to know how to reach out. So we spend a lot of time talking about that. I think a lot of times we might misread information. So we might have a coworker who hasn't been showing up lately or hasn't been pulling their weight on the project that we're working on together. And it's easy to assume that that person is just being lazy or that they don't care, that they're not a good coworker. And really sometimes that's an early sign that someone might be experiencing some mental health challenges. And I think if we can just reframe that, start to recognize those things and ask some questions, we're a lot better able to support those colleagues as friends or family members or loved ones.
I'm sure that if you know somebody who is acting that way or you know, shows signs of that, you have to know how to approach it, because that can be kind of touchy.
Right.
So how do you approach that?
Yeah, that's a great tip. So we have a 5-step action plan in mental health first aid, and we spend a lot of time actually talking about how do we approach and assess, because I think just often in our culture, we're afraid that we're going to be stepping on toes or getting too much into someone's personal business. And so mental health first aid really focuses on being open and honest with someone. It doesn't have to be all that complicated. Just opening up the conversation by saying something like, hey, I've noticed that you haven't been showing up to work lately, or I've noticed that you've been a little withdrawn. I'm concerned about you. I'm here. Do you want to talk about it? Even just some open-ended questions to start the conversation really, really can be a great opportunity. I think a lot of times people, you know, we quickly in passing might say to a colleague, like, hey, how are you? But just taking the time to say, really, how are you doing? I think people are surprised how often folks will open up and be honest and really share how they really are. So we spend a lot of time in mental health first aid really focusing in on how to do that approach, how to have that conversation in a non-judgmental way.
And is that easier for someone in authority? Like if you're the boss and you say, hey, you know, and you approach it nicely, you know, I you haven't been pulling your weight, or as a coworker, is there a difference?
Yeah, there definitely is a difference. I don't know that I could tell you which I think is easier, because I think it might depend on the relationship and on the person. But I think one of the beautiful messages of mental health is that we all have a mutual responsibility to each other. And our hope is that through the program, anyone could feel equipped, that anyone could be the right person to approach the individual who might be experiencing some challenges.
And so if they admit, yeah, I am experiencing some challenges, this, that is, are going on, then how do you handle it?
We've got a 5-step action plan, as I mentioned, and the other steps, the next step is to listen non-judgmentally. Sometimes we're really quick to want to have a response to fix things and not really to give someone the space that they need just to open up and talk. And just talking can be really valuable for someone. They can develop a lot of trust and feel heard and understood if we listen without judging them. The other steps of our action plan, we have a G of our action plan. So there's the assess, then we listen, and then we give reassurance and information. So that might be saying, you're right, this is really tough. Validate someone's feelings, maybe even provide information saying, you know, that it's actually really common for people to experience thoughts of suicide or feelings of depression. I'm here for you. There are people who are here and who care about you, just reassuring them that we're with them. And then we also spent some time talking about how to encourage someone to seek both professional or self-help resources. There are lots of different options available in our communities, and people who are experiencing mental health challenges may want to access a variety of different types of treatments or supports. And we help to navigate those conversations as well.
That's very interesting. You know, one of the things I was thinking about when I heard mental health first aid, you're thinking like it's a breakdown in the office, or it's something that's more obvious, you know, and you got to jump in and try to you know, de-escalate, as the police would say. Is that part of this too?
Yeah, it is also. So we talk about both crisis and non-crisis situations. So we spend a good amount of time in the course going over crisis situations. What do you do if someone is thinking about suicide? What do you do if someone is having a substance use overdose or withdrawing from a substance? How do you help someone with a panic attack or who might be having a tough reaction to a traumatic event? We also talk about when someone becomes disruptive or even aggressive. We know most people with mental illness are not violent, but sometimes someone might be agitated or might be having a tough day, and we talk about how to de-escalate and also when to know when to get the police involved. There are limits of what we can do as first aiders, and we always want folks to be safe and recognize when it's time to get somebody else to the scene so that we can stay safe.
Yeah, because that can be a very dangerous situation. You have somebody who's not in the right mind, and they may not realize what they're doing. And if you step in, that can be a dangerous situation.
Yeah, one of the messages that we have is that as first aiders, we're not always the right person to intervene. And so how do you recognize when is the best time for you to intervene, and when is time to get somebody else involved as well? And we talk a lot about, I think in this day and age, there's a lot of information out there and a lot of maybe even fear about how do we interact with individuals. We don't want to make situations worse. And one of the things that I think folks who take our class are often surprised to learn is that people with mental illness are much more likely to be the victims of violence than to be violent toward other people. I think it helps us to create a lot of understanding and empathy for folks that if we feel more equipped to understand where someone is coming from, we're often able to de-escalate a situation and prevent a situation from becoming aggressive or disruptive.
How popular is this program? Are a lot of people taking it, and is it paying off for those people?
So I'm really excited to share this. We have just reached 2 million mental health first aiders in the United States. About 50,000 of those are in the state of Missouri, and we're really excited. Missouri was one of the states actually that helped to bring mental health first aid to the United States. It originated in Australia, but we've really seen tremendous growth in Missouri leading the way with training mental health first aiders, and just a cool growth nationally as well. Our hope is that by the end of 2020, we'll have trained 60,000 first aiders in Missouri, which is about 1% of our population. And then our long-term goal is that this becomes as common as CPR. We think that CPR, physical health first aid, are really important, and often we know how to respond to folks experiencing physical challenges. We haven't always received the skills to respond to someone experiencing a mental health challenge. And so hopefully more Missourians will be trained in the program so that it becomes just as common as CPR.
So if we're interested in becoming one of the next 10,000, where do we find out more?
Yeah, you can visit our website. It's MHFA, as in Mental Health First Aid, Missouri.org, MHFAMissouri.org. And you can actually enter your zip code and find a class that's happening in your area. Or if you have a group of folks who are interested in training, we also can come into organizations and host a private training for your group.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.